Good morning. Instead of reviewing a work of fiction for you today, I'm going to talk about an astounding work by the scientist-writer Elizabeth Colbert entitled The Sixth Extinction, An Unnatural History. Published in 2014, it won the Pulitzer Prize for General Nonfiction in 2015. Colbert explains to the reader that until the late 1700s, it was believed that prehistoric mass extinctions had never occurred. It was believed then that just as speciation occurred gradually over immense periods of time, so too extinctions must occur only gradually, so gradually that given the tiny time period of Homo sapiens, it would be unlikely that even a single extinction could be witnessed. However, as geology has developed, it has become clear in the fossil record that there have been five catastrophic periods of mass extinctions. In the course of the book, she describes each of these, one caused by the Earth being hit by an asteroid, others by glaciation and/or global warming. Quoting from the book, "Very, very occasionally in the distant past, the planet has undergone change so wrenching that the diversity of life has plummeted. Five of these ancient events were catastrophic enough that they're put in their own category, the so-called Big Five. In what seems like a fantastic coincidence, it is probably no coincidence at all, the history of these events is recovered just as people come to realize that they are causing another one. While it is still too early to say whether it will reach the proportions of the Big Five, it becomes known as the Sixth Extinction. Mass extinctions are defined as events that eliminate a significant proportion of the world's biota in a geographically insignificant amount of time." Close quote. And she continues, "Conditions change so drastically or so drastically and so suddenly that evolutionary history counts for little." Close quote. While there's always a background rate of extinction, it is nothing like the rate of mass extinctions. For example, again quoting, "Today amphibians enjoy the dubious distinction of being the world's most endangered class of animals. It's been calculated that the group's extinction rate could be as much as 45,000 times higher than the background rate. Extinction rates among many other groups are approaching amphibian levels. It is estimated that one-third of all reef-building corals, a third of all freshwater mollusks, a third of sharks and rays, a quarter of all mammals, a fifth of all reptiles, and a sixth of all birds are headed towards oblivion." Close quote. What makes the sixth extinction stand out is that it's being caused by a single species of animal, human beings. Summing up in her final chapter, Colbert says, quote, "Right now, in the amazing moment that to us counts as the present, we're deciding, without quite meaning to, which evolutionary pathways will remain open and forever be closed. No other creature has ever managed this, and it will unfortunately be our most enduring legacy. The sixth extinction will continue to determine the course of life long after everything people have written and painted and built has been ground into dust, and giant rats have, or have not, inherited the earth." Close quote. From what I've said so far, it may seem that this is a horribly depressing book to read. But in fact, Colbert's writing is so clear and her travels while writing and documenting her claims so incredible that I came away from the book feeling like I have a much firmer grasp of evolution than before. Not since Stephen Jay Gould's Ever Since Darwin have I learned so much about the continually unfolding story of the evolution of life on Earth. Each chapter presents the latest beliefs in geography, biology, astrophysics, but in a language even the layperson can understand. While the book is clearly a warning, it is not a warning of what will come, but a description of what has been happening for at least the last 200 years. Colbert quotes with admiration the Stanford ecologist Paul Ehrlich. Quote, "In pushing other species to extinction, humanity is busy sawing off the limb on which it perches." Close quote. As she meticulously lays out her case for the sixth extinction, she points out so many interesting little facts about Earth's history. For instance, in explaining why there's so much diversity in the many incarnations of the Amazon rainforest, some version of which has existed for millions of years, lots of time for diversity to accumulate, quoting, "But by contrast, as recently as 20,000 years ago, nearly all of Canada was covered in ice a mile thick. So was much of New England, meaning that every species of tree now found in Nova Scotia or Ontario or Vermont or New Hampshire is a migrant that's arrived or returned just in the last 1,000 years." Close quote. Colbert has packed into 300 pages an amazing array of statistics and descriptions of scientific projects that left this reader on the edge of his chair, turning pages as if reading a mystery thriller. It is a great book, and one that we can all read and should all read. I've been talking about Elizabeth Colbert's The Sixth Extinction. This is Larry Bolden for the Old Mole Variety Hour.